Are you tired of feeling like you have to hide your faith in order to be successful in business? Welcome to the Flamingo Advantage podcast, where Christian marketing and client experience coach Katie Horner leads you to embrace your uniqueness, to see the marketplace as a mission field and your business as an act of worship.
Welcome back to another episode. I'm excited to dive in today to the secret behind the world's most successful people. Now, we all have questions around that. And I have to say there's a little caveat there because success means something different to each of us. And as success means something different, first we have to define what that is, but then we have to dive in and say, who are the people that have met this definition of success? And how could I be one of those? How could I emulate that in my life? And so we're looking at this idea of the most successful people in the world. And one of the things that comes to my mind is a quote by Ed Milet, the author of The Power of One More. And he says, the most successful people in the world have one thing in common, and that is a mindset that believes anything is possible. And I believe that is a scriptural principle, but I believe it goes a step deeper. It's not just a mindset. It actually is the belief system. And he sort of mentioned it there. But obviously, you know, a quote is just one little thing, and we need to go deeper. And I believe that when we go deeper into what we believe, then that affects what we think. What we think affects what we do and what we say and our attitudes and our outcomes for the things that we do in our life and in our business. And so while I do believe that your mindset can shape your reality, I believe that that mindset comes from those beliefs and the power of believing in possibility. And this is a scriptural principle. Jesus himself said 3 or 4 different times in the New Testament that anything was possible for him. And Mark 9:23 is one of those verses specifically that says, Jesus said unto him, if you can believe, all things are possible unto him that believes. And all things, just like the all things that he says in 1 Peter 3, all things are given unto you for life and godliness. I think all things means all things, that we take that literally and say, if you can dream it, you can achieve it. You've heard that before. I believe this is God's way of saying that. If I can put that desire in you, I am God enough to bring that desire about. All things are possible. You may think that it's impossible because you have no experience in achieving that thing that you are dreaming of, but I have experience. God has the experience, and he is able to bring those dreams to fruition in our life. But first, we have to believe that he can do it. And to believe that he can do it, we have to know him. We have to know what he's done in the past. We have to know what he's done for other people. We have to know what he can do in the future, what he says he will do, that faithfulness that says, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever, that faithful God, and know the power of God. I believe we have to choose to adopt that mindset, that belief system that affects what we think, that affects then what we do, the decisions that we make, and the things that we say to ourselves and to other people. We have to choose to believe that anything is possible with God. We have to choose to make our thoughts align with that belief. And we have to choose to be able to take actions that align with that belief as well. And I believe that, you know, there are certain things that we can do to encourage this in our walk, in our business. And one of those is surrounding ourselves with other people who believe like we do. I can't stress to you the importance of surrounding yourself with like-minded people of like faith, of like values, who can speak life to you, who can bring you back to that foundation of truth when you begin to doubt or question, who can remind you of God's words and God's faithfulness to you in the past, who can question your motives, question your goals, and understand when your goals have a spiritual aspect to them, not just a secular money-making aspect. And it is for that reason that we created the Business with God membership for Christian entrepreneurs, a safe place where Christians can come together as business owners and entrepreneurs and be able to have a community that gets us, that understands our values, that shares those common beliefs, that is willing to sit down and listen and support and pray with one another and lift one another up, along with solid biblical foundation teaching of the practical aspects of marketing and business that is working in today's world. And so if that sounds like something that you need to be able to grow, to continue to be strengthened in the work that God has given you to do, we would love to invite you to come join us over at businesswithgod.online. Our registration is open at the beginning of every month for new members. So we would love to have you join us there and become a part of a community of Christian entrepreneurs who can really lift one another up, keep one another grounded, and be that life speaking into one another so that you can have that solid coaching from people who are all about finding truth in God's word, not in secular or cultural terms, and being able to glorify him with our lives and with our businesses. Anything is possible for your God. If he can give you the dream to do it, he can do it through you. I hope that that encourages you today. We would love to have you come back and listen to another episode and join us in that Business with God membership, businesswithgod.online. We'll see you in the next episode.
If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend and consider joining our free listener community at theflamingoadvantage.com. Remember, my friends, your message matters and your voice is needed. Don't be afraid to let your flamingo show.